Thank you, Mr. Chair. Honourable Chair, Rapporteur, distinguished members of the Intergovernmental Working Group on the Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action, and esteemed colleagues from UN entities and civil society organisations. WHO congratulates the Working Group on the effective implementation of its mandate and on its advancement in the task to elaborate a draft United Nations Declaration on the respect, protection and fulfillment of the human rights of people of African descent. People of African descent continue to face systematic challenges, including high poverty levels and limited access to quality health services. These challenges often lead to increased exposure and vulnerability to risk factors for ill health and to poorer health outcomes. For instance, in some countries in the region of the Americas, the maternal mortality rate for women of African descent is between 1.3 and 3 times higher than the overall maternal mortality rate. Also in the Americas, older people of African descent suffer a higher incidence of non-communicable diseases such as diabetes and hypertension than populations that are not of African descent. A recent survey in the European Union member states revealed that a significant proportion of people of African descent felt racially discriminated against when using healthcare services, the prevalence of such discrimination varying from 5% to 28% between countries. The draft declaration represents an opportunity to acknowledge the historical injustices faced by people of African descent and to define commitments for promoting, protecting and fulfilling human rights, including the right to health of people of African descent. Mr. Chair, the Constitution of the World Health Organization recognizes the enjoyment of the highest attainable standard of health as a fundamental right of every human being, and defines health as the complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. Reaching the highest attainable standard of health, therefore, requires attention to a wide range of socioeconomic factors that promote conditions for a healthy life, and to underlying determinants of health, such as food and nutrition, housing, a healthy environment, and access to potable water and adequate sanitation. In addition, health facilities, goods and services should be available, accessible, acceptable and of good quality for everyone, everywhere, without discrimination of any kind. Health systems can be a leading force for reducing racial discrimination. WHO recently published a research brief on the role of primary healthcare in tackling racial discrimination to promote intercultural services and to reduce health inequities. The brief includes recommended actions to address racial discrimination and to reduce health inequities, including for people of African descent, and serve as an important tool for member states. The Pan American Health Organization has taken important steps to address the health inequities faced by people of African descent in the Americas region, thanks to the commitment by PAHO's member states to ensure that all people and communities have access without discrimination to quality health services. PAHO's policy on ethnicity and health, along with its strategy and plan of action, is guiding the efforts in the region to reorient health services with an intercultural and human rights-based approach, to remove barriers and to improve the health outcomes, including for people of African descent. Mr. Chair, WHO has provided written suggestion on the article on the right to health for the consideration of the Intergovernmental Working Group. We stand ready to support member states in this important task and look forward to continued engagement with the working group. I thank you.